I do believe passionately that in opening up the opportunities, there should be no compromise on quality. A badly trained lawyer is a danger to society. A badly trained lawyer can cause untold damage to life and property. And a badly trained lawyer will bring the legal profession into dispute much faster than any revolution. I do not reserve my passion for people being well-trained in their profession for only lawyers. I doubt that anyone will argue over an assertion that a badly trained plumber is a veritable danger to society. We need a lot of plumbers, but I'm sure nobody will suggest that we should cut corners in the training of lawyers. We need a lot of doctors, but I'm certain no one will tolerate the concept of a badly trained doctor or a badly trained engineer or teacher. I suggest we do not try to find a solution to the problem we face by compromising on the quality of training. Apart from the extra buildings that are obviously needed to accommodate the extra numbers, we must ensure that there are enough accomplished leaders to teach the courses. I do not break any secret code, I'm sure, if I say here that some of the new faculties are struggling because they do not have enough qualified law teachers. No matter how good the lecturers in Legon are, and they are good, a lecturer of the law faculty here cannot possibly teach adequately all the classes in all the universities for which he has lent his name for accreditation. In our current legal system, there's a mandatory requirement to have a law degree and a professional qualifying certificate to enable one to practice law. This is the profession that calls itself the learned profession. I do not intend to rehash old arguments, but it is a fact that throughout the history of the legal profession, some of the brightest and eventually famous legal practitioners and judges did not do law as first degrees. I can think of two immediately. My own father got his first degree, part one in mathematics, and part two in philosophy, politics, and economics. And the celebrated English judge, Lord Denham, got his degree in chemistry. No one can question their grasp of the law. I make the point only that whatever system we set up, we must train educated lawyers. That is what this gathering must concern itself with. How to ensure that the lawyers we train here know the law. We must be sure that before anyone is licensed to hang up his shingle and is released onto an unsuspecting public, that that person has a firm grip on the law. We must be sure that such a person is trained to have the discipline and integrity that go with being a lawyer. Such a person must be confident and able to challenge colleagues anywhere in the world. Every time we deal with the international community, be it in business transactions or diplomatic exchanges, there are legal considerations. History is full of instances where African countries have signed away their rights and our riches because we did not have matching legal representation. Many of the current governance problems we have stem from the non-availability of lawyers along the bureaucratic chain. And anybody who has been in national administration would readily agree that we need more and more lawyers, not fewer. I'm told that there was a dramatic surge in interest in the legal profession and the study of the law in the aftermath of Ghana's first ever full-blown presidential election petition in 2013. Which was fully televised and which I was privileged to initiate. If the search for justice in the courts of law can motivate people to aspire to be lawyers, we should be able to maintain the momentum of these eager minds and not frustrate them. I believe that even if the new Legal Profession Act, which is under consideration, provides for a multiplicity of law schools to regulate the teaching of the professional examinations and break the monopoly of the general legal counsel in that regard. There can be no substitute for the general legal counsel being responsible for the maintenance of standards in the new system. A reform of the system under which legal education currently operates is necessary to accommodate our current realities. The system we come up with will have to be guided by a strong element of sustainability. Sustainable legal education will have as its base the establishment of a regime that will consider the pressing needs of the growing law student population and the expected demands of the generation unborn that will study law. It will be qualitative in its operation, but with a fair and balanced quantitative selection system. I've already asked the Attorney General to fast-track the process of consultations on the new legal professional bill and lay it before Cabinet and ultimately Parliament as soon as possible. This bill aims to address comprehensively the issues of legal education in Ghana today. It must dispel the notion that the legal profession is a guild, a small club of mostly men, which is difficult to penetrate. It must also streamline the regulatory dualism between the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission and the General Legal Counsel when it comes to legal education. I have to restate my conviction that the General Legal Counsel must have the final say. Yes, we will still be faced with resource problems which have always been a distraction to Africa's development drive. However, we may tap into various resources, including the endowment fund I launched today, to finance the implementation of solutions for the future of legal education in Ghana. I call on private and public sector CEOs who are here today, or listening to, joining the crusade of supporting the design of a system of legal education that will provide the lawyers they so badly need in their companies, enterprises, and institutions. It is my fervent hope that the new Legal Profession Act and the various regulations that will result from it will bring the many issues surrounding legal education in Ghana to fruitful resolution once and for all, at least for this generation. May God bless legal education and us all. And may God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you. You are.